They're not usually good deals because usually if they're online, they're not the best deals. But every once in a while, you can get lucky and find a good project. Or if you can find one that's been for sale for a while, try to come in and negotiate the price, get some kind of owner financing, make the deal work. That is possible.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
6 ways to get free leads on commercial properties, apartment buildings, or whatever you're trying to buy. I'm gonna talk about 6 ways, free ways to do it right now, okay? Number one, go on Google, right? You heard this saying, you go driving for dollars, or you drive down streets to look for houses. Well, this is, I call it Google for dollars. Search up, say you're gonna buy an apartment building. Search up all the apartment buildings in an area, close to your house, or wherever you wanna buy, and just start calling them. You'll know if these guys are mom and pop because they won't even have a website. Or if you go to the website, it's a really bad website. Okay, you also, if you're trying to buy some apartments or some property that you want to add value to, maybe you got a rehab, it's not stabilized, those are really, really good because that's where you make the most money. You want to look for the ones that have the worst reviews. Now, just because they have the worst reviews don't mean they're in the worst part of town. Necessarily, you don't want to pick the ones in the worst part of town if that's not your model, okay? So that's not my model. I need to be comfortable where I'm going to buy. If I will let my mom walk at midnight in that area, then I buy the apartment building. So in those areas, look for the low reviews, like low reviews or bad reviews on Google and call them up, right? Find a number, call them up. Usually it'll be a mom and pop, okay? That's number one. Number two, look for property management companies around the area and let them know that you're looking to buy an apartment building down the street or something like that, and you're just connecting with them and say, hey, look, ask them a few questions if they would manage, you know, so-and-so apartment building size or et cetera. Then you can ask them, hey, by the way, do you know any of your owners or any of the properties you manage, any of the owners, are they looking to sell or now or in the future? And if they do, we'd love to give you a commission on that because most property managers are also brokers, right? Or you give them a referral fee or some kind of marketing fee and you let them, you can possibly manage the asset once I buy it, right? So there's a couple of different ways that you can do that, okay? So call property management companies. Number three is look up commercial brokers, right? Just type in your website, commercial brokers, and in your hometown or wherever it is you're gonna buy, or commercial brokerage firms, and you'll get a list of commercial brokers, and there you'll find a list of phone numbers and emails that you can call and start making those broker connections. You just call them up and tell, and let them know that you're buying stuff, right? Try to figure out what are you gonna buy, what are you looking for, so when you call them, you know what to say. Now, here's a tip, okay? I'm not gonna go in detail in every one of these, but I'm just doing a big picture. But here's a tip. If you're gonna buy in Atlanta, Georgia, don't call the first time the brokers in Atlanta, Georgia, right? Go ahead and find some town in South Dakota or Nebraska somewhere and practice with those brokers. Call them up and they'll ask you, they'll beat you up on the phone, they'll ask you all kinds of questions, and you'll get better at it. And then when you're good at it, you go ahead and call the brokers where you wanna buy. You say that you wanna buy in Atlanta, Georgia, then you call those brokers, because by that time, you'll sound like you know what you're talking about. Okay, number four, there's a website called LoopNet, LoopNet.com. There's a lot of commercial properties for sale. That's like a Zillow of commercial real estate. Now, they're not usually good deals, because usually if they're online, they're not the best deals. But every once in a while, you can get lucky and find a good project. Or if you can find one that's been for sale for a while, try to come in and negotiate the price, get some kind of owner financing, make the deal work. That is possible, okay? Fifth way to get free leads for commercial properties, your social media, right? If you have Facebook, right? If you have Instagram, whatever kind of social media platform you have, even if you don't have a lot of followers, you start posting and say, hey, look, I am buying apartment buildings, okay? You join the area where you wanna buy. Again, say you're in Atlanta, Georgia. You join all the real estate investment groups in and around Atlanta, Georgia, and you start posting, hey, by the way, I have a 1031 exchange, I got some money, I got $2 million, even if you don't even have $2, doesn't matter. You say, I got $2 million and I'm looking to buy a 50 unit to 100 unit apartment building you know, in a nice area, whatever it is you want to put on there. Just say you have a 1031 exchange and you got $2 million and you need to buy an apartment building from $5 to $10 million. Okay. And if you happen to find one, go ahead and reach out to me because I will partner with you. I have other videos on how I talk about how I help folks that find a project, they need a loan signed, raise some capital, or whatever it is they need. I would love to partner with you. So don't be afraid. You put that in there, you find a good deal, you come get a hold of me, okay? All right, the sixth way to get a good deal, or actually the sixth way to find free leads to buy commercial properties is on your current email list, right? So if you have an email list of any kind, just email them out and say, hey, I'm buying apartment buildings, I got $2 million cash or 1031 exchange, say, hey, I'm looking to buy 50 to 100 units in the Atlanta and surrounding areas, $5 to $10 million properties, et cetera, right? You just send it out to your email list, especially you guys who are already doing real estate. A lot of you already have an email list that you email to. And if you don't have an email list, I would tell you to go ahead and get started yesterday. Start saving some of those emails that you get from people or that you see people post on social media on those Facebook groups that says who needs a deal and people put their emails on there. Those are great emails to get because they're really good emails. Somebody typed it in there. So they're about 90%+ accurate. That's a great way to get some emails. So that was six ways on how to get free commercial leads. Number one was Google for dollars. Number two was your property management companies. Number three was commercial brokers. Number four was loopnet.com. Number five was the social media. And number six is email list. Actually, I'm gonna redo that and I'm gonna look at it when I say it. So here's the six ways for a quick recap on how to find free commercial leads. Number one is Google for dollars. Number two is property management companies. Number three is commercial brokers. Number four is loopnet.com. Number five is your social media. And number six is your email list. Don't forget, if you happen to find something, you catch that fish, send me a message, put a comment on my other social media, Instagram, Facebook, send me a direct message and I will partner with you. So I am Javier. Don't lose your shirt. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.